Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. How long will the Tunisian state continue its negligence and allow these death trucks to claim the lives of female farm workers? Translated. Outrage and anger escalated in Tunisia last week following another tragic accident, this time in the Mazouna district of Sidi Bouzid Governorate. The accident left several female farm workers injured and two dead at the scene. Tunisia witnesses a recurrence of such incidents due to the state's failure to put an end to unregulated transportation and improve the dire conditions of female farm workers. The state, of course, refrains from providing accurate figures and statistics that reflect the scale of the disaster. The Tunisian Forum of Economic and Social Rights announced in October 2025 that 91 accidents resulting from the unregulated transport of female farm workers had been recorded since 2015, leading to 68 deaths and 1,029 injuries. It also noted that 60% of all accidents occurred after 2019, following the enactment of a law regulating the transport of female and male farm workers, and that 50% of these accidents were recorded in the governorates of Khayr Hosn and Sidi Bouzid. According to specialists and experts in the field, the 2019 law concerning the transportation of female farmers has not been implemented even after the government decree was issued. This is because it included difficult procedures and because the state left the transportation problem to private entities to address. The tragedy further confirms the failure of legislation and the state's inaction in protecting marginalized female farm workers who continue to work in precarious and harsh conditions and are forced daily to travel in unsafe and unregulated means of transport. Following the 2019 law, Decree No. 4 of 2024 concerning the social protection system for female farm workers that was also issued, it too had remained merely a formality on paper and has failed to alleviate their suffering in the slightest. The recurring of these tragic incidents over the past years can no longer be considered mere accidents. They are in fact the inevitable result of state negligence and a lack of genuine will to address the problems of transportation, employment, and social protection in these affected areas. Despite the outcry following each accident, official promises and measures remain inadequate to address the scale of the tragedies. The lack of affected observers of unregulated transportation continues to this day, as does the failure to provide alternative transportation options. Furthermore, the exploitation of working women in rural areas and the denial of their rights persist. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, who said, "If a mule were to stumble in Iraq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would ask me about it. Why did you not pave the road for it, Umar? So what about the human lives that are lost every so often right under the eyes and ears of the rulers in Tunisia without them fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or fulfilling their responsibilities towards these women? O rulers of Tunisia, the lives of these female farm workers are not mere numbers added to the accident log. They are souls that will hold you accountable on the Day of Judgment, complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of your negligence, your failure, and your betrayals. If you truly feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would have done what was required and put an end to these tragedies. You would have striven to save rural women from poverty, exploitation, marginalization, and the desperate struggle for a meager living often stained with blood. So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what He subhanahu wa ta'ala has entrusted to your care." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
"Ma min 'abdin yastar'ihi Allah ra'iyatan yamutu yawma yamutu wa huwa ghashshan li ra'iyatihi illa harrama Allah 'alayhi al-jannah."
No servant whom Allah appoints as a ruler over a group of people dies while he is deceiving his subjects, except that Allah makes paradise forbidden for him. This is agreed upon. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.